Track 64. Authentic Lecture 4. The History of Universities. Part 1.
I'd like to turn to thinking about broadly how the modern university emerged. And I'm going to go right the way back to the classical inheritance of Greco-Roman education. Now, classical learning was incredibly sophisticated. And there were many schools which were available to men, obviously, but a wide range of men in the empire. In 70 AD, the Emperor Vespasian even established some professorships, some chairs of Greek and Latin, because he recognized the importance of a well-educated population to the administration of the empire. Now, I bring this up because the way that learning was done in the classical world through a process of dialectic is still really important in the way that we create knowledge today. Dialectic, quite a tricky word. Dialectic basically means establishing something as correct or true through a dialogue between people who hold different opinions on it. So they are using reasoning to try and establish the truth on a subject. Some of these subjects continue to have resonance even in the modern day, which started off as classical debates. A famous one, which links classical thinkers with modern philosophers, is the nature of universals. By universals, I mean things like, is goodness something you can only see in individual acts of being good? Or is goodness something that exists in the abstract? Can we decide that something is good or bad without having an example of it? Now, that's something that we still discuss today, but was the debate which separated the thinking of Plato from his student Aristotle.